The following contains explicit language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Listen, do whatever the fuck you want to do, whenever you want to do it, and unless you harm somebody else or put them in jeopardy, fuck it.
Hi, I'm Ted Ballacher with Reason TV, and today I'll be speaking with Adam Carolla.
Carolla began podcasting in 2009, and The Adam Carolla Show quickly became one of the most downloaded podcasts on iTunes. He's also releasing a book, In 50 Years We'll All Be Chicks, available for pre-order. We caught up with Adam in his warehouse, which serves as a recording studio and a garage for his many sports cars.
So you've got kind of the guy dream setup here. This is a garage slash studio?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously there's a lot of overcompensation going on here. Clearly I'm gay and it's like I don't want people to know about it. You know, like a guy who feels like a coward who challenges everyone to fight?
Yeah, totally.
That's me. What you're seeing here is a manifestation of my struggle with my sexuality. And possibly yours, and maybe even Zach's. Yeah.
Well, you know, Zach has lost that struggle.
Why should he? Yeah, clearly he's been beaten by his own sexuality quite soundly.
So yeah. You're a real car guy, too. You got the kind of Ferris Bueller's ride here.
Ted, you don't know anything about cars. Don't know an AC Cobra when you see one?
Looks like
Oh, you have this delightful thing with the roof missing. What do they call those? That's an AC Cobra tribute car. I guess it's like bands. They don't want to be cover bands. They want to be tribute bands. So that's a clone, essentially. Not my car. My cars are all, actually, sadly, my cars have all been pushed out into the parking lot to make room for my idiot buddy's cars. Here's the whole thing. Where's my camera, Ted? Is this my camera? It's just a cautionary tale.
Okay.
If any of you are thinking about becoming successful and buying a warehouse in your hometown where you grew up with all your a-hole, jack-off, loser buddies, don't do it. Move out of town, meet a whole new group of rich people, and then buy a warehouse. Because if you stay in the same town you grew up in, all your buddies will just move all their garbage into your warehouse.
Your entourage.
Right, and we had to just blow this place out just a couple weeks ago, actually, to get it to look how it is today.
So what do you make, you know, you're a car guy, you love cars. What do you make of all these people who say that cars are evil these days?
Who said that, Ted?
You know, this Al Gore guy.
I want names, I want numbers. I don't know that name.
You don't know that?
I'll give Al a goring.
You know, they say
I'm going to gore him just like I'm going to gore Zach.
They're talking to...
Yeah.
That's on your time, Zach.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, it's sort of that kind of thing where... Everything has a good side and a bad side, like, you know, guns, good if a cop has one and bad if a crip has one, and cars, good if they get good mileage and they don't emit too much sulfur and there's eight people in it and you're in one of those diamond lanes. Oh, man, you're right. That sucks. Here's my plan. Tell me if it sounds too elitist, all right, Ted? But
it probably does.
Okay, it is. But hear me out. Hear me out. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Gas, $10 a gallon. Now, okay, now hold on.
It's easy for you.
Yeah.
You're already elitist.
I got a van, because everyone's like, oh, what about poor people? How are they going to afford the $10? They're not going to afford the $10. I'm going to save them a bunch of money, because if you think about it, you live out here in Southern California, you got your car payment, you got insurance, which many folks can't even afford, and then you have expensive gas. Well, how about this? I'm going to send a van to your house, pick you up, drive you to work with 80 other people stuffed in it. And then they're gonna pick you up at work and they're gonna drive you back to your home. Bus is free, light rail's free, monorail's free, just like Disneyland, all for free because of my extra $7 on every gallon of gas being sold. Meanwhile, it's just gonna be me and Richard Branson having a drag race down the 405. 8:30 in the morning on a Tuesday. Nobody on the road. Me just drunk and doing donuts in the middle of the 101, pulling e-brakes.
So you're gonna run against your guy Villaraigosa and propose that?
Yes, Villaraigosa. You know that's not his real name, right?
It's one of those mushed together names, right?
Yeah, it was a tip of the sombrero to his wife, who he loves very much when he's not fucking reporters from Telemundo. But he's an awesome guy. Failed the bar four times. A dude who failed the bar four times. Would you want him, like, working with your kids or piloting an airplane or even a school bus? I mean, he failed the bar 4 times, and he's running.
Give him the keys of the second.
One of the seventh largest economy. Well, we're not seventh anymore. He's driven us down. But the point is we're giving the keys to this city, and he's essentially functionally retarded.
We did this documentary with Drew Carey about how he could fix his hometown of Cleveland. Do you think your hometown of LA is in worse shape than Cleveland?
Yes. It's assholes and potholes, and we're totally fucked. We had Bryan Cranston on the podcast a couple of months back.
And Breaking Bad guy?
Breaking Bad guy.
Who shows his butt all the time?
Yeah. Zach knows. Yeah. May have even seen some back sack on Cranston. The point is this. I was driving him to the Burbank Airport after he did the podcast. And on the way to driving him to the airport, I said, isn't Breaking Bad supposed to be in Riverside, California? And he said, yeah, I'm going to New Mexico. And I said, well, why are you going to New Mexico to shoot a series that was originally supposed to take place in Riverside or did take place in Riverside? And he said, taxes, baby. Either they go to Prague if they got to shoot a movie, they go to Canada if they have to shoot a movie, they go to Louisiana or North Carolina, or in this case, New Mexico. Why are we all leaving? Tim Robbins and all these other dillweeds are talking about, hey man, let's tax the rich. How come these assholes hop on a plane and leave town gladly? I mean, they're not doing the math on that? Why is Nissan going to Tennessee or wherever the fuck they want? Why does every business just pack up and leave? You raise the taxes, people pack up and leave, you fucking retards. You guys don't understand that concept?
Mayor Carolla unseats VR. What do you do?
Tony Villar?
Yeah.
Well, first thing I do is make it more business friendly so everybody doesn't fucking pack up and leave. I mean, we're Hollywood and nobody shoots here. That's kind of disgusting, isn't it? I mean, all the studios are here, all the actors are here, all the hairstylists and everyone is here, and they all pack up and leave.
Go to Shreveport.
You can go to Shreveport and shoot for 6 months. So first thing I would do is I would give a break, an incentive to business to stay here and work so everyone wouldn't just pick up and leave, because they get a big chunk, but a big chunk of nothing. So yeah, how much money are you getting from Nissan? Nissan split. 40% of zero is zero, you asswipes. So just take 20% and have them stay in town. I'm doing this fucking math. I was put on fucking academic probation at LA Valley College, you asswipes.
You haven't flunked the bar 4 times.
Yes. Okay, you failed the bar 4 times, you still can't do this fucking math. Secondly, we have a problem with traffic in this city. It doesn't move very well. Every single campaign we do is involving slow it down or click it or ticket. Now, let me just say this. Click it or ticket, do we really need this public service campaign? Isn't there a placard that
those ads?
You have a chime that goes off inside your car that doesn't stop unless you put your seatbelt in, right? You have a placard that lights up on your dashboard until you put your seatbelt in. This is every car that was manufactured since like 1974. So why do we need expensive campaigns telling us to put our seatbelts on when we all have cars that tell us to put our seatbelts on? And then, so every freeway sign just says click it or ticket, report drunk driving. You know, it's basically slow and steady wins the race, slow down for the cone zone. How about a campaign that says shake your ass? How about a campaign that says, you know, Mach Schnell, wake up? How about this? And I'm deadly goddamn serious about this. Just dig this for a second. LA is a group of lethargic, fucking retarded assholes that just drive around at a snail's pace, completely out of it, and they have no idea what's going on. It's utterly legal to turn right on a red in the city of Los Angeles and in the state of California. I fucking drive around all goddamn day long and honk at people that are just parked at a red light when it's perfectly safe to turn right on a red. But does Villa Ragosa or Tony Ragosa or Tony Villar or Via Tony Villar, whatever his real made up name is, does he try to do any campaign to educate people about that? It's nothing but click it or ticket. We got the fucking message on seatbelts. We understand the seatbelt part. How about it's legal to turn right on a red? How about that? How about wake up and move along? How about if we see people just holding up and dragging people or slowing down traffic, we'll bust those people. How about when people break down on the freeway? Like you got four bald tires and one of them blows out and you take up the whole fast lane on the 405, you got a $1,000 fine, jack off. How about we focus on getting people to move instead of slow it down, slow and steady, put the seatbelt on, fuck you. Get people moving. And calibrate those goddamn left turn arrows so they don't fucking sit there with a red arrow and a green light and just sitting there rotting, waiting to be T-boned by a drunk trucker in the middle of fucking nowhere. The point is this. Hey, all I want to say is, where's my camera?
Over there. Here,
drive through the left turn red arrows. I do it every single fucking day of my life. It's the greatest thing that ever happened to me. It is completely liberating. I used to sit there like an asshole. I used to work in Culver City, would do Loveline at night, and I'd drive home down like Culver Boulevard or whatever, and I'd end up just sitting there. It's 12:30 at night. I can see the fucking horizon. I can see the curve of the earth in front of me. No cars coming, green light, but just sitting there like an asshole, like a fucking sheep, like a lemming, just sitting there waiting for the man to let me know it was okay to turn left. You know how I know it's okay to turn left? There's no fucking cars coming. How do you figure it out at every other intersection? And you know what? I've done it for 6 years and I've never gotten a ticket, so fuck you, asswipe pussies. And let me say this, dude, if I got a ticket tomorrow, I'd still be 1,000 years ahead of the fucking game. And here's the reason why I've never gotten a ticket. Cops aren't camped out. You see, cops in LA wait for you to come to them. They set up little traps at the bottom of hills, sitting there like pussies with their fucking radar guns. All you gotta do is look in your rearview mirror, you don't see a cop there, drive right on through. So that's another thing I would do if I was in charge. Have the cops start serving the fucking people to protect and serve, not hand out chicken shit tickets and annoy.
What's Mayor Carolla's drug policy?
Listen, do whatever the fuck you want to do, whenever you want to do it, and unless you harm somebody else or put them in jeopardy, fuck it. You want to smoke weed? You want to grow a pot plantation in your own house? Pay fucking taxes. Do whatever you want. You want to get really high and go drive speed through a neighborhood? Then we have a problem. You want to do a little blow, you want to do a little crank, you want to do a little speed, whatever the fuck you want to do, go, feel free to do it. Start hurting somebody, then we come down on you. Clear out the fucking prisons with all this fucking consensual crime shit, you know, prostitution or victimless shit and drugs. I mean, a lot of it, you know, look, you're selling mushrooms at a fish concert. What the fuck do I want you in our prisons for? I'm only looking for people that pose a threat. And by the way, I don't give a shit if they pose a threat to themselves either. That's another thing. Like, you want to kill yourself? That's fine. Under my administration, that's Darwin just taking out the garbage. I want the cops to focus on crime instead of being little money collectors running around raping everyone's fucking wallet. I'm going to bring back the policeman's ball. They can sell tickets with some goddamn dignity, and that's where they'll get their fucking walking around money, or wham, as I call it.
So it sounds like you might be a libertarian.
I just like cherry pick all the best stuff out of all the political parties.
Right?
Is that a libertarian? Then so be it. The more money you give the politicians, the less you get. I know that taxing the shit, and I would shut down the lottery. I'd get rid of the fucking lottery. It's the worst message you can send to.
But legalize poker.
Yes, of course. You want to play fucking 21? Play 21. I have this thing. It's like, well, it's legal to play Pan and Pai Gow poker, but you can't play 21. Look, either you're fucking gambling or you're not. You know what I mean? The lottery's the worst fucking form of gambling, which is endorsed by the state. So get rid of the fucking lottery. It supports the schools, right? Everyone gets behind that. Oh, it's all about the schools. How much schools better now than they were 40 years ago? If you were a guidance counselor and some kid came in your office and said, like, I don't know, what do you think I should do? And you went, you better play the lottery. You get your ass fired, right? So why are we connecting this horrible, retarded form of gambling with our crumbling school system?
They're not trying to make it better. They just want more money.
But does money work?
No.
Because I know all these assholes are going, like, hey, we gotta tax the rich more so we can get more money. For what? For what? So you can have another fucked up school? For what? What are you going to do with our money? All you do is fucking waste it.